Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to SSR2 Review Team Plenary Call Number 68 on May 2nd, 2019 at 1400 UTC. Attending the call today is Lauren, Norm, Kaveh, Norul, Russ, KC. We have apologies from Elaine, Danko, and Jennifer. From ICANN.org, we have Nagar, Steve, and Brenda. Today's call is being recorded. I'd like to remind you to please state your name for the record. And I'll turn the call over to Russ. Thank you.
Brenda, I also see Norm.
I'm sorry, Russ, say that again.
I also see Norm.
Okay, I had Norm listed already, but thank you for saying that.
Missed him, or I missed you saying.
Okay.
So I think the first thing is the test writer update. Nagar.
Thank you, Russ. Hello, good morning, good afternoon, everybody. You might have seen from your emails last week that I had distributed a list of two candidates that had gone through the process, and they had checked, if not all, then almost all of the boxes in terms of requirements. We presented the two candidates to you for the technical writer role day before yesterday. Russ was kind enough to collect everyone's input and provide us with the review team's final choice. Candidate B is the candidate that you guys are moving forward with. We are starting to finish off the contracting process and the background check. That's expected to take just a few days. And with the way things are progressing, I think that by about middle-ish of next week, the person should be able to fully start their work with the review. I can't reveal their name just yet until they go through the background check process and everything clears. As soon as that happens, though, I will happily provide more information to you guys. We are also working to bring this candidate to the face-to-face meeting in Brussels so that the person is on hand when you guys are doing your writing for the draft report. And Jennifer and I are here to help answer any questions that that you have, that the candidate will have, obviously, when starting this work. So I'm really looking forward to getting this person started on the work that you guys have undertaken.
Thank you. So it sounds like there's a good chance they could join us on the call on a week from today.
Yes, Russ, that's what it sounds like. I'm working very closely with our human resources team on the progress of the finishing off the contracting and the background check. That's my estimate that they'll be able to join next week's call. If anything changes, though, I'll let you know.
Hey, thank you. We very much want this person on board before the Brussels meeting.
Yep, absolutely understood.
Okay. At this point, Jennifer normally posts the link in the chat for the Google Doc. Can one of you do that, please?
Russ, this is Nagar. So Brenda's working on pulling the link up for the status table. Meanwhile, your audio is really, really faint. Just wanted to let you know it's hard to hear you.
How about now?
Oh, much better.
All right, so there's not very many people on the review team here, but what I'd like to find out is if there is anything that the team can do to remove obstacles towards getting through the things, the various topics we've decided to investigate. Sure, some of them may not lead to any report text or recommendation, but I want to make sure that we are making progress so that we can get the writing done in Brussels.
Hi, everyone. This is Nagar again. Just letting you know that we are working on pulling up the link to the status document table. Bear with us for a couple of seconds. Meanwhile, Steve has been kind enough to post the link in the chat room. So I think something is changing. Let me see. We should have it up in a few minutes.
Yeah, so
there you go. Almost pulled up.
So I want to go through this fairly quickly, but the first thing I want to find is anything that's blank or red to see if any of the team can do anything to assist. The first one that is red is in the ICANN SSR work stream. It's item number 7. My understanding is that this is red because of the phone call that's scheduled with the compliance folks. That is currently scheduled for May 13th. And I know some people were investigating whether we could move that up. That's where we are at the moment. So that's going to take place just in time. So I think we'll have to spend face-to-face time in Brussels digesting the results of that call. Does anybody have any other news on that one?
So, Ref, this is Lauren. Yes, call is scheduled. It was due to travel on compliance side that it couldn't be done earlier. And I guess we can kind of go to a yellow, meaning that we will definitely have something to talk about in Brussels. However, I would very much doubt that text production can happen, considering this is just one day before travel day for a lot of people who will be on that call.
Okay, let's scroll down. I see we have a blank one in the DNS SSR work stream. It's in section 3, the accountability and transparency with respect to risks and benefits. Eric and Naveed are working this. Naveed, I understand you have the pen.
Russ, this is Steve. I think Naveed is having issues with Zoom and his policies and governmental policy, so I'm not sure if he's actually on the call.
Yeah, I just had to flip screens to get to the list of attendees, and he's not there. And neither is Eric. Okay, so we're going to have to skip this one. And the next one that is blank has Scott's name. He's not here either.
I started looking over these yesterday as I had time. I hadn't gotten to this one yet. I've been working on the other two I was looking at yesterday. So I'll get to that over this weekend, probably.
Great. Looking forward to some text in the Google Doc. But at this point, I thought I saw an email from you that said you had no further questions.
Correct. Yeah.
All right. So there's nothing blocking you from doing the writing.
Is that right? Correct.
Okay, the next one that is blank is under section 7, which is domain name hijacking. And I think Zarco has the lead. Denise, Norm, Eric, and Bovan are helping. Norm, can you say anything about this?
Sorry, just searching for the unmute. Yeah, there's no update on that, but I'm not overly concerned about this one because in our discussions in Kobe, we basically said all the measures and recommendations and best practices that are in place and have been there for quite a while. And it's just a matter of, finding a way to have those implemented. So I don't think there's anything standing in the way of this one other than doing it.
So there's no obstacles.
I don't think so.
Okay, thank you. Let's move down to the future challenges. The first one, coalitions of registries, registrars, back-end operators. Eric's not on the call. Denise is not on the call. Bovan's not on the call. Norm, can you say anything on this one?
No, there's no update on that one. No, I don't have anything to add on that.
Okay, and the item number four here is red. What we said last week was the team just needs to get together. Lauren, Eric, Carrie Ann, and Naveed.
Yes, this is Lauren. I sent out an email to get a meeting time and did not get a sufficient response to schedule anything. So even though the action point was dealt with, there is no progress on that one.
So I think we should leave it red at this point. Okay.
We'd like to. Yes. So I can try email everyone again, but the issue is I'll be traveling myself in the next few days. So, I might only do it just before next week's call, essentially.
I understand. We're all facing our own calendars, and the more people on the topic team, the harder it is. Okay, there's a bunch of these marked yellow. I don't want to go through each one, but is anyone on the call can identify an obstacle that either staff or the team can...
At 20 UTC. Attending the call today, we have Cheryl, Daniel, Pat, Erica...
Hey, Russ, this is Scott. On the, if we scroll up, it was under, I think Narul and I had about the ICANN, what was it? Sorry, I'm on my phone, so I'm trying to remember which one it was. I want to say it was under Workstream 2 or 3 of staff's response was basically to our questions was that they wouldn't disclose any of the answers to our questions under even under NDA. So we will be blocked on that. I believe I forwarded something yesterday to the team.
This is the access to data and info research on important abuse vectors and attack vectors.
No, it was. Sorry, trying to pull it up on my phone here.
Then this was the security incident management and response.
There you go. Yep.
So on this one, it's red is what you're saying?
Yes. They won't disclose. Their staff's response was that they wouldn't disclose anything. It's too sensitive, basically. And then they asked why this pertains to DNS or to SSR2, which I'll gladly respond. But their response was... not favorable to get this answered.
So I guess that what we need to do on that one is talk when the whole team is together in Brussels about what we want to do in the report regarding that. We either drop it or we're going to say, hey, we need to figure a way for some subset of this information to be shared with the community.
Correct. That sounds great.
Okay. Are there any other topics here where anyone on the call is aware of an obstacle?
Yeah, this is Norm. I think a number of these items hinge on the input and discussions with compliance. And I see that, first one thing, I believe it's the 14th, not the 13th, when it's currently scheduled. Secondly, there's only 1 hour scheduled. And the way these sessions go, you spend about 20 minutes saying hello. And that doesn't leave much time for any meaningful discussions. It's going to affect probably, and offhand, I guess, about 6 different topics. I wonder if we can get more time.
Yeah, you're right. We do have like 5 or 6 topics, and if you spend 10 minutes on each one, that's an hour.
Sorry, I can't hear you, Russ. You're faded again.
Wow, I've got it pegged. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So you're right. If we spend 10 minutes on each of the topics, that's the full hour right there without the hellos. So can we see if we can stretch that to 90 minutes?
Nagar? I'm sorry, Rusty. Nagar, what did you want to stretch to 90 minutes?
The call with compliance on the 13th.
The call with compliance on the 13th. I'll take the request down and let us check with the team members that have to be involved in the call, and I'll let you know what they come back with. I don't think it should be a problem, but we'll check with them.
Thank you. Anything else? All right, thank you all. Please keep putting text in the Google Doc. We need it so that we can be productive when we get to Brussels. Thank you. I guess, Brenda, you want to take us through the action items and the decisions?
Russ, this is Lauren. We might have an additional AOB point. So there was some discussion on the mailing list regarding the DNS symposium, which I think has not been addressed really. So this went back and forth, who is attending, what are we doing, et cetera, et cetera. So I think where we stand on this from my position is that we were considering going there for our face-to-face. It didn't work out, and right now we have no real plans to do anything there, if I'm correct, right?
That is my understanding, and I thought there might be some individuals who were planning to dial in for day job reasons, and if they do that, that's fine, but right now we have no as-a-team plan.
Okay, so just so I will kind of reply to Alain and the other people who were chatting on this about this, that there is nothing specifically planned, but that people who kind of go there should maybe like meet up or like see what's going on and report back.
Report back in Brussels if there's any, or on the email list, but order in Brussels if they learn something that affects the work we're doing.
Russ, I can't hear you.
And they can report to the mail list or face to face in Brussels if they learn something that affects our work.
Okay, so I missed that. Who was attending?
I don't think anyone's attending. I think there were some people who talked about dialing in.
Okay.
Any other business?
All right, Rusty, nothing else. I'm happy to read out the action items for the call. Just a few items only. One is that on the status table document, the review team should continue working on their topic items and continue to provide content. The team to collectively discuss how to address items that are blocked at the Brussels face-to-face meeting. There is an action to request an increase to the compliance call to 90 minutes. This call is scheduled on the 13th. And last but not least, for the team members who are attending either remotely or in person, the DNS Symposium Conference, to report back to the review team either in Brussels or on the mailing list if they have anything to report that pertains to the work of the review.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.